from the other article.
Let's move.
Okay, this is from Matan Torah. We will read from excerpt number 16. These are excerpts from Matan Torah of Baal Sulam. Now we shall understand the words of Hillel Hanasi to the convert, that the pillar of the Torah, the pole, is love thy friend as thyself. And even the commandments of, and even the remaining 612 mitzvot are but an interpretation and preparation for it. And even the mitzvot between man and the Creator are regarded as a preparation for that mitzvah, which is the final aim emerging from the Torah and mitzvot. As our sages said, the Torah and mitzvot were given only so as to cleanse Israel, which is the cleansing of the body until one acquires a second nature defined as love for others, meaning the one mitzvah, love thy friend as thyself, which is the final aim of the Torah, after which one immediately obtains dvekut with him. But one must not wonder why it was not defined in the words, and you will love your Lord, your God, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. He did this for the above reason, that indeed, with respect to a person who is still within the nature of creation, there is no difference between the love of the Creator and the love for his fellow person. For anything that is from another is unreal to him. And because that proselyte asked Hillel HaNasi to explain to him the desired outcome of the Torah, his goal would be near and he would not have to walk a long way, as he said, teach me the whole Torah while I'm standing on one leg. He defined it for him as love for his friend, since its aim is nearer and is revealed faster, since it is mistake-proof and is demanding.
Again, excerpt 16.
Now we can understand the words of Hillel HaNasi to the proselyte, that the essence of the Torah is love thy friend as thyself, and the remaining 612 mitzvot are but an interpretation and preparation for it. And even the mitzvot between man and the Creator are regarded as a preparation for that mitzvah, which is the final aim emerging from the Torah and mitzvot. As our sages said, the Torah and mitzvot were given only so as to cleanse Israel, which is the meaning of the body, cleansing of the body until one acquires a second nature defined as love for others. Meaning, the one mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, which is the final aim of the Torah, after which one immediately obtains dvekut with him.
Meaning that we reach adhesion to the Creator as a result of all kinds of 612 actions in love of others. Yes.
But one must not wonder why it was not defined in the words, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. He did this for the above reason, that indeed, with respect to a person who is still within the nature of creation, there is no difference between the love of the Creator and the love of his fellow person. For anything that is from another is unreal to him. And because that proselyte asked of Hillel HaNasi to explain to him the desired outcome of the Torah, so his goal would be near and he would not have to walk a long way, as he said, teach me the whole Torah while I'm standing on one leg. He defined it for him as love of his friend, since its aim is nearer and is revealed faster, since it is mistake-proof and is demanding.
questions about this, please. Meaning, if we engage in love of others, then as a result of this, because all together the result of this is that we reach the love of the Creator, to adhesion with the Creator, and there is no other way. Therefore, like we learned today in the introduction to Panim Me'imrot U'Masbirot, the Creator specifically created the will to receive and shattered it, until from the will to receive there were many contradictive pieces that hate one another, until they come to a connection between them, then they return back to reach adhesion with the Creator. That's the whole of creation altogether.
Любовь к ближнему, как и любовь к Творцу, приходит как подарок.
Love to others, just like love to the Creator, it comes as a gift.
We need to work on the love of the created beings in order to reach and attain the love of the Creator. It doesn't come from above as a gift, it comes as the reward for our exertion. Hebrew 10.
My dear teacher and Rav, a question. In the middle of the lesson, a friend has a technical problem with his computer. And we're talking about love of friends. Should I continue to watch the lesson even if I can help him now fix his problem, or just keep going and not take him into account?
It's not whether I care or don't care. It has nothing to do with it. I may care, but you can't do that nevertheless. You're going to waste your whole lesson on it? Or it's a calculation you have to make. I don't know about your problems. I know that each has to make sure that he has, that he won't have flaws, that he won't have problems. And to give permission that you're going to leave everything and help a friend, no, that's not a discussion of life or death here. Because I know that by that, all of a sudden we can start, many people can start playing, help us, help me, do this, do that. Each must make sure for the time being for himself. That's it. From that, you can get to know how to come closer more to one another. Next, Michael.
Excerpt number 17. In the above words, we find a way to understand our concept from above about the contents of that mitzvah, love thy friend as thyself, how the Torah compels us to do something that cannot be done. Indeed, know that for this reason, the Torah was not given to our holy fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but was held until the Exodus from Egypt, when they came out and became a complete nation of 600,000 men of 20 years of age or more. For then, each member of the nation was asked if he agreed to that exalted work. And once each and every one in the nation agreed to it with heart and soul, and said, "We will do and we will hear," it became possible to observe the whole of the Torah, and that which was previously impossible became possible. This is because it is certain that if 600,000 men abandoned their work for the satisfaction of their own needs and worry about nothing but standing guard so their friends will not lack a thing, and moreover, they will engage in this with great love, with the very heart and soul, in the full meaning of the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself. It is then beyond doubt that no one in the nation will need to worry about his own well-being. Because of this, one becomes completely free of securing his own survival and can easily observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, obeying all the conditions given in items 3 and 4. After all, why would he worry about his own survival when 600,000 loyal lovers stand by, ready with great care, to make sure he lacks nothing of his needs. Therefore, once all the members of the nation agreed, they were immediately given the Torah, for now they were capable of observing it. But before they grew into a complete nation, and certainly during the time of the fathers, who were unique in the land, they were not truly qualified to observe the Torah in its desirable form, since with a small number of people, it is impossible to even begin with engagement in mitzvot between man and man to the extent of love your friend as yourself. This is why they were not given the Torah.
And that is why we also have to be concerned with having a world kli which is as great as possible, and it'll be easier for us to come to corrections. Ita 1.
Sì, Rav. Ho sentito che dobbiamo sempre sentire che il creatore è con me.
I heard that we need to always feel that the Creator is with me, and I always have to exert to love the friend. Question: how can I feel something that I have no feeling about?
Try. Through the friends, you can start to feel the Creator. That's called from love of the created beings to love of the Creator. If you exert effort at loving friends because you want to adhere together with them in order to bestow. By that you will stabilize the character of the Creator and will be able to adhere to Him. USA Northeast.
We try to be focused. Focus on achieving this single common point. The feeling that we want to receive in that common point, we focus on the 10, the world clear, then disseminate to the world. What is that?
We are building a clear for the revelation of the Creator. I have nothing else to say. That's the only way we can do this. It was given to us this way from above, and in this world, this is how it's revealed. Galil West.
Galil West.
Rav, according to what we just read and the great world kli that we have, about the reception of the Torah, where's the
kli? You don't have a kli. You don't have a kli because you're not connected between you such that you feel yourself as one. There is no such thing. That's why I don't say that we're ready for the reception of the Torah. Who is ready? One? It can't be. 10? We don't see. So why are you just like that saying?
No, great Rav, I'm not just saying. Look in front of this. Look at the screen. See how many great friends. What a great longing.
You have several millions as such in the world, but they're not connected.
What else we need to do to connect to reach that status?
We need to connect to draw the reforming light so it will bring us connection.
L'chaim, great Rav, thank you.
L'chaim, together. Okay, we have a few more minutes. Latin 3.
Shalom Rav. Después de leer esto, me vino.
Hello Rav.
Siguiente congreso.
There is a question, which is, when will be the next Congress?
You need to define in these days, the next convention. I heard that these days they're talking about a virtual convention to do it all over the world. We can't do a regular convention. To fly from place to place today, we can't. It's all shut down. And it's done very well from above so that we will truly have to connect with our hearts and not just in our bodies in some one place. Therefore, let's discuss this, turn to probably Sani Levitch. I don't know who's organizing this convention, but I'm sure he knows. I heard it from him. And we will do a virtual convention. When, how, the plan, content, songs, other plans, please, no problem. Men, women, I'm willing. I am willing. Very nice that you're talking about it.
Rab, a veces usted nos recomienda hablen tal o cual cosa con la decena. ¿O hay algún tema
que... Rav, sometimes you recommend to talk about something, or there's a topic where you say discuss it in the ten. Is it necessary that in these talks we will carry out the rules of the workshop, or we can also express different opinions and or conflicting views between the friends?
The more you talk about connection, it's better. About connection. Because all that around, with all the problems, there's no end to that. You will have from that, and nothing will bring forth anything good. Talk about the necessity for connection. That's it. That's it. Well, Zichron 10. Who's there?
Good morning, Rav. My question is, in the book Deuteronomy, we see that there are still problems between the people and Moses after Matan Torah. So what happens afterwards?
After the giving of the Torah, there's the reception of the Torah. On behalf of the lower one, he prepares himself, and the one that receives the Torah from below, then it comes to the giver of the Torah, which is the Creator. And send my regards to Arik Prince and Zichron. Well, lazy guys. Info, please.
Yes, we'll just give a quick report about the preparations for the virtual Congress. Anyone who has suggestions or ideas can mail boardworldkli. You all know the email address. If you have ideas, already send it there. There is a team that will add that input into the discussion. So, the schedule for today, 10:30 a.m., writers' meeting with Rav, live broadcast and translated on Svivat Tova. Then that's until 11:30. Then there will be a recorded lesson from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Then we'll continue from 2:15 to 3 with a live lesson with our friends from the Russian Kli, who will give us a workshop based on the lesson we just saw. And as every Friday evening, 8 p.m. Israel time, we have a gathering of friends hosted by the European groups. Friends from Baltia are preparing it, so everyone is welcome to join. Something special from the Baltia groups. And let's look at the schedule for tomorrow as well. As usual, we have the lesson plus a Kabbalistic virtual meal. Then after noon, 2:30 p.m., we have the men's lesson with Rav. Then that's until 4:45. And then at 4:45, there is a Women World Gathering until 5:15, and then there's a lesson from 5:15 to 6:15. So that's the schedule. Let's connect together. And come one more.
Écoute notre prière qui n'a pas besoin de mots.